Good afternoon. What a large crowd. I'm so glad to be with all of you. Jesus loves Thursdays, and this may be his favorite group so far. You're spread out enough to where I kind of have to do like a periscope, keep going back and forth. You know, when I read through Scripture, usually there'll be something that'll just jump off the page, it'll grab me. It's not so much that I get it, it gets me. And I thought, wow, that is so powerful. And that's why you can spend 1,000 years in Scripture and never run out of those moments when you have an encounter with truth. And the thing that's so cool about having an encounter with truth, you know that it's an encounter because truth sets free, and there's like this, wow, this breath of freedom that's blown in your heart again. And his words are like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. So let me just read this one verse that Father Brett read and then get you to consider something. You know, when I was in the last trip in Africa, I taught the book of Esther over a five-day period. And each day, there was about 8,000 people there. So over the 5 days, there was about 40,000 people or more. But I can just say this to you, that Jesus is just as excited about being here with you as he was those 8,000 people or those 40,000. That's just the way he is. And I say these things again and again because I want us to be captured by that truth so that you have as much regard for the one that's in front of you that Jesus does. That really is the most important person you've ever stood in front of. And that's the one he died for. That's the value and worth they have. Now, when you think about righteousness, again, the word righteousness, if you look it up, if you do a word study, it'll come up, it'll just say right. And it's not as right in terms of getting in an argument and you've proved yourself right. It's right in terms of there's something right about you. It's about your being. It's about your soundness. It's about wholeness. And so when we talk about righteousness and our relationship with the Lord, and the fact that in Christianity we were grafted into the very life of Jesus, and Romans, the whole theme of Romans is that we now possess the gift of righteousness, the very righteousness of Christ. Romans 5:17 has always been one of my favorite scriptures because it says, "For if by the transgressions of the one," talking about Adam's sin, "for if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one," spiritual death, "even so, even more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. For he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in the person of Christ." And so we talk about righteousness and our righteousness. We, because we've been placed into Christ, I have his righteous standing before God. That's unchangeable. I have his righteous standing before God as a free gift. You didn't earn it. You cannot earn it. But I also have his righteous behavior as mine as a free gift before God. Not just my right standing, but my right behavior, my right doing. I have his right standing, his right doing. Now, why am I saying all that? Because we would know this is true about Jesus, but we have to connect it to who we are in our relationship to him. So in chapter 7, verse 18, am I wrong chapter? Oh, I skipped a page. "He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Now, when I think about that, and I think about Jesus objectively, like apart from me, I go, well, of course that's true. There's no unrighteousness in him. He's true, and there's no unrighteousness in him. Again, those of you who know how to fix things or build things or whatever, if you use a plumb line, you're measuring something to see if it's straight or square. Is it true or is it crooked somehow? And there was nothing untrue about Jesus and no unrighteousness in him. And I'm so glad for that. But remember that Jesus said that about himself, not as deity. He was talking about who he was as incarnational God, as the human, and clothed in your humanity and mine. And so Jesus is saying that in this fallen world, in his humanity, his walk with the Lord, there was no unrighteousness in him, but his life was true. There was nothing false about his life. It was true. It was plumb. it was right. Well, Christ came as my representative. He lived as me and as you. And so one thing that that means is that Jesus was straightening out your record. Your sins weren't just paid for. Your record was changed. And so what we as humanity didn't get right in our walk with God that caused our covenant with him to be broken, Jesus got right. He was clothed in your humanity. And so in terms of looking at who you are and your record, you now have his record because Jesus was joined to your humanity in reconciling you to God. But the other thing that it means is that now that I'm in Christ and I'm a Christian, of course, there is no unrighteousness in him. And if he's the one who lives the Christian life, then that is the secret. And I don't like that word. That is the key. I don't like that word really either. But that is the how to you walking a righteous life, is because there is no unrighteousness in Jesus. So we make these statements all the time that Jesus doesn't say rude things to people. Jesus doesn't say unkind things to people. When I woke up this morning, I just felt kind of funky. It was just weird. I couldn't really put my thumb on it. And I was talking to the Lord. I said, I'm not sure what's going on. He said, whatever it is you're doing, I don't do it. And that's all I need to hear. Whatever you are doing right now, I don't do. I don't do funky things like that. Whatever your feelings are, that's the way I feel ever. I thought, you know, Lord, I just surrender to that and trust you. And all the funky feelings went away. Because there's no unrighteousness in him. Jesus doesn't do lust. Jesus doesn't do envy. Jesus doesn't do greed. Jesus doesn't do power trips. Jesus doesn't do control things. Jesus doesn't do fear. Jesus doesn't do anger. And Jesus gets fired up about people being hurt, but he just doesn't get angry. Just get angry. He's not grouchy, not grumpy. He's not selfish and any of those things. There's no unrighteousness in him. And therefore, if you've become the righteousness of God in Christ, that's your nature. And that is your potential. He's your source of right standing with God. He's your source of a right walk with God, because there's no unrighteousness in him. None. You know, I told that story a long time ago about the guy that I was rude to in Africa. I used being tired and it being late as an excuse, and those aren't excuses. Jesus doesn't sin when he's just because you're tired. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you wouldn't behave like that at all. And he said, I didn't. That was all you, Chuck. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder. Because listen to what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians. And see, this is so significant to me because it provides a plumb line for me as to what's true. But it's not just a plumb line. It's the correction to what's crooked. Like it reveals what's not true, and then Jesus says, now I'm the truth. There's no unrighteousness in me. I'm your answer to not being crooked, to being off plumb. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Another one, I'll start a little bit later than that. Verse 30. But by the Father's doing, you are in Christ Jesus. Wow. I thought that was by my doing. No, all I did was believe. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and freedom. So righteousness for me is a who. He's my right standing with God. He's my source of security with God, right standing, nearness. But he's also the source of my right behaving. He's the plumb line that reveals my wrong behaving. Like you told me this morning, I don't know, whatever it is you're doing, I don't do that, Chuck. That was so cool. It wasn't even anything specific. I was just feeling not like evil. I was just not feeling very spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Just not feeling like things weren't right. He's like, whatever it is you're doing, I don't do. Oh, wow. And so why am I going to try to fight through this? I just said, yes to you, Lord. Thanks. And suddenly, that righteousness, the rightness of Jesus corrected that in me. He doesn't just say, don't be fearful. He says, I am your source of not being fearful. He doesn't just say, don't be rude or don't complain. I'm the one in you is not a complainer. And that's the wonder of it all. And Jesus said, and there is no unrighteousness in me. So the one who lives in you, who desires to live through you, who came to live in you to live through you, there's no unrighteousness in him at all. You really can't go all day long today without sinning. Why assume that you have to sin? If you do, the blood of Christ covers that. Why assume that you have to sin? Because there's no unrighteousness in him. Abide in him, and you will walk in righteousness. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.